Ice T, a real one. Always had the bad joints since day one. Straight up.
It's like the borderline of Huntington Park and Watts, right there. It's like on Malabar, some shit like that. And I was probably like 15, 16. And I was in the pop blocking it then. It was before I got involved with the banging and shit, you know what I'm saying? I was hanging out with dudes that was breakdancing and shit like that.
Right.
And I was pop blocking against this one homie who happened to be from 59th Street, East Coast.
Okay.
And I was tearing him up. I did not know this, but his homies were like slowly, you know, like gathering around me.
Shit.
And my homies noticed that. And they're like, hey man, you better stop. Right? You better stop. Don't keep going. I'm like, what? I'm not even like tripping. I'm like, what? Get out of here. I'm like, you this motherfucker right here. Right? And right before they was about to jump me, Ice-T came on. And he was, yo, this is Ice-T in the house with Henji and Evil E, the New York City Spin Masters. Check out my wife. And it was, you know, his first wife, Darlene. And she was dimed up. Like, dimed up. Like, I mean, you already seen, like, what the cover was. That was the illest cover. That shit influenced so many other covers after that.
Word.
That was the first controversial hip-hop cover right there.
Wow.
Now, she looked like that in person, right? So everybody turned around and jaws dropped, right?
They weren't worried about you.
I made my getaway. She saved my life. Her fine ass saved my life, man. So yeah. Peace out to Darlene. Peace out to Ice-T, who gave a distraction so I could get out that place.
Unscathed.
Hey, man. Hey, because that sure will distract some motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Darlene walk in, it's like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.